101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
I really feel like this relationship started in fear.
Oh.
The fact that Vance met Rachel at the Ray J during the Bucks game, because those cannons just fire off and scare the hell out of you. So how the hell did you even get to meet her at the Bucks game while she's probably ducking down from the cannons?
We were actually both getting beer. We were taking a break from the game.
Oh, okay. So you weren't in direct shot.
Weren't in the cannon fire, as it were?
Yeah, no, we were out of the line of fire.
Yeah. Okay, good. I feel like most normal people don't get as scared as you do, Miguel.
I literally ducked down behind one of the seats. But anyway, it's not about me. So you met her at the Bucks game. How did that happen?
We exchanged numbers, and that's it. You know, we went our separate ways, and it was really cool. Very pretty girl. And then... you know, we kept in touch through text and things like that, Skype, online, stuff like that. We just, we haven't hooked up yet due to, you know, timing situations and stuff.
And so, all of a sudden, did she just stop communicating with you?
Well, that's what happened. I haven't heard from her in a week, so everything was good. You know, as far as talking, we were going to hook up eventually until last week. I haven't heard anything.
And how often were you all talking when y'all were Skyping and texting and chatting on the phone?
Oh, every day. Between, you know... One of those things we were always doing every day.
Then that, you know, something had to go down for there to be communication every single day to then nothing. So I don't know what could have, I mean,
did she go out of town, do you think, for work or?
No, I have no clue. Maybe, you know,
she
I think she would have
told them though,
that,
wouldn't you?
Maybe she's celebrating MLK Day somewhere for like a long time. I mean, it's coming up next week.
You're just
week.
Throwing out random stuff
I'm just
now.
Saying, I don't know. Okay, let's do this. Fans, let's try to get Rachel on the phone to find out what happened. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Take away your things and go. You can't take back what you said. I know I've heard it all before at least a million times. I'm not one to forget. You know I don't believe. I don't believe it. You left in peace. Left me in pieces. Too hard to breathe. I'm on my knees right now. I'm so sick of that same old love. That shit, it tears me up. I'm so sick of that same old love. My body's had enough. Oh, that same old
wasting tonight on you. I know I've heard it all, so don't you try and change your mind, 'cause I won't be changing too. You know you can't believe, still can't believe it. You left in peace, left me in peace.
I'm so sick of that same old love. That shit, it tears me up. I'm so sick of that same old love. My body's had enough. Oh.
new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Vance, are you ready for us to try to get Rachel on the phone?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, cool. Now, Vance, just make sure that you keep quiet while we get Rachel on the phone so that that way we can get the truth about where she has ghosted to, okay?
Okay.
I know where she went.
She did. Shh. Has nothing to do with MLK Day.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rachel?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show.
Stop giggling.
How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad we caught you in a good mood. We have a quick question for you.
Yeah, here's the thing. We obviously put on a morning show, and so it's a little intimidating for two people to be calling you, I understand. But we're just trying to play matchmaker a little bit. We talked.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Girl, let's just all be in the trust tree together. So we talked to your friend Vance, who you met at the Bucks game, and he mentioned that you hadn't been around lately, and he likes you and wanted to act, because I guess you guys have never actually gone on a date, but he'd like to. So is there something going on?
I kind of found out some information about him on Facebook, on his memories, and it was just
on Facebook.
Hold on, Vance. Rachel, we actually have Vance on the phone. Hold on, Vance, calm down. Let's find out what Rachel found. What was it?
Memories on
His Facebook memory was him making out.
You can't be blowing me off for something on Facebook.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Whoa, Vance. Okay, did you or did you not just say making out with a guy, Rachel?
Yes, he was making out with a guy in a picture, and, like, I'm totally fine with that, whatever, but, like, not in a guy that I want to date.
Vance!
Those are jokes!
Wait a minute.
They're jokes, you know? It's like everyone, you know, it's Vance making out with another dude again. Like, it's a joke. It's Facebook.
What comedy club are you going to? I didn't know that was a joke.
You know, it's one of those things that me and my friends do. Like, it's not gay or anything. I'm not gay. It's just like, it's just a funny joke.
I guess what we need to get to is, Rachel, is this a deal breaker for you or not?
This is definitely a deal breaker. I mean, I met him at a Bucks game. Like, I talked to him for like a week and a half, and I don't even know him. And then I know him in a completely new light now, and it's a little, a little bit of a turnoff. And I don't know that this is something I want to pursue. And I don't know if, you know, whether it's a joke or not, it's still just a little weird.
You should come with me to Hamburger Mary's, Vance. We'll have fun. We'll have fun at drag queen bingo.
That mac and cheese burger, though.
If I wanted like a guy to be my girlfriend, then I would just hang out with a bunch of gay guys. I want to like date someone.
Oh, shots fired!
Yay!
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.